Mozart's The Magic Flute at IU's Musical Arts Center is a lot of fun. The resolute Prince Tamino and his anything-but-resolute sidekick, the birdcatcher Papageno, are saved from a dragon by a trio of spear-wielding ladies. Accompanied by another trio of ladies, they go through a complex of portentously presented Masonic-inspired rituals to prepare themselves to save the Princess Pamina. Along the way, they encounter a nasty named Monostatos and the princess's own scary mother, the Queen of the Night. Saturday evening's Tamino, tenor Trey Smagier, was a standout, nicely partnering the lyric power of Yuji Bey as Pamina. Ryan Kieran sang well and was very funny as the personable birdcatcher Papageno. Rafael Porto had personal gravity as Sarastro, the leader of the Masonic Temple, but could only suggest the role's low notes. Connor Hakes made a very athletic figure as the villainous Monostatos. Emily Donahue was the evening's Queen of the Night, a staging that slightly reduced the impact of her high C-laden aria. See David Higgins' flexible set, and the costumes are once again at service of the drama. His deftly handled puppet array includes the dragon, lots of distinctive birds, and a whole forest of varied and lovable animals. The dialogue is in English, which helps with the comedy. Supertitles are used throughout. Stage direction is by Helena Binder, and the many effects are ably supported by Marie Barrett's lighting design. Saturday evening's very enjoyable performance, led by David Efron, was a bit on the slow side, but it smoothly presented the music and supported the singers. The IU Opera Theater's production of Mozart's The Magic Flute has performances April 17th and 18th. Arthur Fagan takes over as conductor for this final weekend in the Musical Arts Center. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.